Well, hey there. Listen, the number one question that I get from my clients is, how in the world do I stop overspending and impulse spending? They tell me all the time that they have no discipline or self-control and that their overspending is preventing them from being able to save, invest, pay off credit card debt, or to just build wealth in general. Well, you're in luck because on this Thursday, during my masterclass, How to Build Wealth Without Going on a Strict Budget, I am going to be revealing a tool that has helped me and my clients stop overspending, and it has helped us save thousands of dollars. Now, this is something that I have not shared on a podcast, and I probably never will. So if you want to learn this tool that I have used, and it has saved me thousands of dollars. This is how I paid off over $200,000 worth of debt, by learning this tool. If you want to know what it is, then join me this Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can get all of the details by going to jermainefoley.com/class or just going to the show notes to sign up. But you do not want to miss it. You do not want to miss it. Okay, let's get to the episode. Welcome to the Wealthy Woman's Podcast, a podcast for high-achieving women who are great at making money but struggle to build wealth. You'll learn how to take control of your money, increase your net worth, and make more. Ladies, it's time to create a life with more money and more freedom. Let's dive in. Well, hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, we are talking about something that many women do, especially when they feel fear, shame, anxiety, and or guilt around their finances. You know what they do? They avoid their money. And here's what it could look like. They avoid calculating their net worth. They avoid figuring out how much debt they have. They don't know exactly how much they have saved for retirement. They could have multiple retirement accounts from previous employers, and they don't know what's in them. They don't even know where they are or how to access them because they're avoiding their money. If you're self-employed, you're avoiding figuring out how you can start investing as an entrepreneur. You're avoiding looking at where you stand with your business finances. You're not looking at your savings. You're not opening your credit card statements. Maybe you're just paying the minimum or have them on automatic payments where the minimum gets paid every month, but you're not really looking at where you stand. You may even be avoiding your checking account on a monthly basis. Instead of, you know, opening up the apps and kind of seeing where you stand, you just avoid it all. And I will say that when you are making lots of money, it's easier to avoid your finances because you do know that enough is coming in to cover everything. But overall, you're kind of avoiding where you stand financially, right? So you have enough coming in to cover the day to day. But remember, our goal is to become wealthy, right? And in order to do that, you have to pay attention to your money and stop avoiding it. I want you to think about it this way. Let's pretend you decide in the spring to plant a garden in your backyard. And let's say you plant this garden and you give it lots of attention. You learn about the seeds that you're planting and you water it enough. You give it enough sunlight. You pay attention to it. You do all the things. You pick out the weeds and you just give it the amount of attention that it needs. You're not overbearing with it. You're just giving it the appropriate amount of attention. And what's going to happen? Those seeds are going to grow into beautiful plants, maybe some strawberries, blueberries, whatever it is that you plant, right? And you get to reap the harvest of it because you paid attention to it, you took care of it, and then you received benefits from it. It grew, and that's what happens when you focus on something, when you pay attention to something, it grows. Now, let's say instead of paying attention to the garden that you planted, you decided to just ignore it and let it do what it was going to do, right? You let the sun beam down on it. You didn't give it water. You didn't get rid of the weeds. You just let the plant shrivel up and just die. And that's what happens when we do not pay attention to our finances. They shrink. They do not expand. But when you do pay attention to your finances, they grow and you learn and you get to experience the benefits of it. You get to reap the harvest in the future. And so with that analogy, I want you to take that with you as you listen to this podcast today, because I want to encourage you to stop avoiding your money and to start paying attention to it. Now, in order to do this, we're going to talk about three things today. One is deciding to draw a line in the sand and say that the past is in the past and that you're going to make peace with it. So we're going to talk about how to do that. And then the second thing is to face your current reality with grace and courage. I'm going to show you how to do that as well. And then the final piece to that is to decide that you're going to create the wealthy future that you actually deserve. And if you're listening to me, you absolutely deserve to have wealth. You deserve to have lots of money, and you deserve to have a peaceful, stress-free financial life. Okay. And so let's go ahead and get into the first one, which is all about making peace with your past. Many times we avoid our money because of the shame and the guilt we have around what we've done in the past. And today it's time to make peace with the past you. Now, I want to start off by saying I have done this work because, as you may or may not know, my past money was a hot mess. A hot mess. I mean, think about it. I filed for bankruptcy. I overspent. I had over $200,000 worth of debt. I had every kind of loan that you could imagine. I had 401k loans, timeshare loans, car loans, credit card loans, mortgages. I mean, we did it all, right? And with that, I can easily and freely tell you about it because I have made peace with it. My past actions and results with money were literally based on the limited amount of knowledge I had. I actually have so much love and compassion for the past me who was making all of those money mistakes, who was doing all of those things, because I now know why she did it. She simply did all of those things because of some things she was thinking about herself, about her worthiness, about what it meant to have money, about what it meant to live a life of wealth. I thought it was more important to look the part than to actually be the part, right? I thought it was important to put on a facade of wealth than to actually have wealth. I use my money as entertainment, right? When I was bored, when I was stressed out, when I was frustrated, shopping was my fix. And so when I think back to that time when I was making all of those decisions with my money, I can see why I was doing it. And because I can empathize and see why I was doing that, I can love my past self and I can have compassion for my past self. And I also know that my past doesn't have to repeat itself unless I allow it to. And that my past actually has nothing to do with my future unless I drag it along with me. So the best way to not drag your past that you don't like into your future is to simply make peace with it. And here's how you can make peace with it. 1, stop beating yourself up. 2, stop blaming yourself. And 3, stop criticizing yourself for the mistakes that were made. And then decide that you are going to learn from the past and not repeat the things that didn't serve you. This is something that we work on extensively inside of the Wealthy Woman's Academy. I truly believe that beating yourself up and criticizing yourself and constantly talking about all of your past mistakes, I truly believe that those things do not serve you. If it did, you would have changed by now, right? But when we can make peace with where we are and literally, like I said, draw a line in the sand and say, my past is in the past. I am going to make peace with it. I am going to learn from it. And I'm going to take those lessons and create a future that I truly want to have. And so one of the things we do inside of the Wealthy Woman's Academy is when you first join, you get 4 private sessions with me where we actually take a peek at the past, but only for a few minutes so that you can decide what you want to create in the future, right? I help you to make peace with the past. All of those thoughts, all of the regret, all of the shame, all of the guilt, we literally let it go. And we actually find a way to love our past selves, to have compassion for our past selves, and even to be proud of our past selves. Because a lot of times we're only telling the bad parts of the story. We're not telling the good parts of the story. If you think about my story, all of the bad things I just said I did, all of the mistakes I made, you didn't hear me talk about the good, right? How I was actually able to pull myself out of it, how I was actually making way more than I thought was ever possible at such a young age. And that even though I had made a lot of mistakes, I still made sure that my family was taken care of. I was still generous. I was still a good person while I was going through my money issues, right? And when you can look at your past in that way and kind of retell your past, and then bring all the things that are good about you from the past into the future and learn all of those lessons, then you set yourself up to really be able to do the next step, which is number 2. And that is about getting honest with your present financial circumstances. So after you make peace with the past, then that opens you up to feel a little bit more safe to face your present reality. There's a saying that the truth sets you free. And this is so real, especially when it comes to your finances. So in order to really help you understand this, I want to use a medical analogy. Let's say your doctor has been advising you to get your blood work done, but you've been avoiding it out of fear, right? Does that sound familiar? Avoiding your finances out of fear, maybe avoiding medical tests out of fear is something that some of us do as well. Maybe because we have a family history, maybe because of our own history, maybe we know we haven't been eating the best and we're just afraid to look, right? We don't really want to know. And your brain is offering you a story about what you could find out that makes you feel scared and you avoid it altogether. But let's say that you actually receive some really good coaching and then you muster up the courage to actually overcome that fear and to get the blood work done. And when you get the results back, they're not as bad as you thought. Right? Your cholesterol is slightly elevated, but nothing serious. Your glucose is slightly elevated again, but nothing too serious. You're not put on medication. You're not given a diagnosis, but instead your doctor offers you some advice. She tells you that you should think about lowering your fat intake, maybe eating more lean foods. She tells you maybe you should start exercising a couple times a week and maybe limiting the amount of sugary foods you eat. So I want you to think about the relief you feel once you know the truth. The truth will literally set you free mentally because you can now breathe because you know what's going on. And you can stop worrying about it. You can stop stressing about it. You can stop thinking about it kind of like in the back of your head. And you get to decide with power and knowledge how to move forward. You can literally decide to do nothing. You could decide, you know what? Things aren't that bad. I'm going to keep living the way I'm living. Or you could decide to make some changes to your diet and maybe start exercising more. But either way, the fear of the unknown is no longer there because you know where you stand. And this is exactly what will happen with your finances when you actually take a look at your current reality. You'll know exactly where you stand. And from there, you get to decide if you want to stay the same or change, right? And the way you're going to do this is by calculating your net worth, understanding your financial standing, seeing how much debt you have, your student loans, your credit cards, all of the debts, your mortgage. Find out where you stand with your investments. Find those old accounts. Figure out where they are. You might be so surprised by how they've grown over the years. But if you've got your head in the sand and you're just avoiding it because your brain is telling you that you're far behind and it's not enough, then you just don't even look and you don't even know. And you prevent yourself from being able to do something about it if you are a little further behind than you want to, right? You can start investing those funds differently. Right now, they may just be sitting in a money market account, gaining no interest in those 401k accounts with those old employers. But if you take control and roll it over to an IRA, you can put them in index funds that grow with the market. But when you avoid your money, again, you prevent yourself from even having the opportunity to make those kinds of choices. I want you to get clear on your savings, get clear on your income. And do you like where you are? Do you like how much money you make? Do you like how much debt you have? Do you like how much savings you have? Do you like your net worth? Are you happy with where you are? And if the answer is no, you have so much power available to you to change it. I want you to know that where you are today is just a starting point. And you will only go up from here, especially if you take this seriously and do something like join the Wealthy Woman's Academy, where I will literally help you to build wealth. I will help you take control of your money. I will help you to get really clear on where you stand and create goals so that you can get to that next level. Speaking of the next level, that takes us to number three, which is all about creating your wealthy future. Dan Sullivan, who is an expert on entrepreneurship, says that your future is your property. I absolutely love this quote because it's really the most liberating thing ever. No matter what your past has been, your future is unwritten and is yours to create. And one of the things we work on inside of the Wealthy Woman's Academy is knowing what you want. Because in order to create a wealthy future, you have to know what that means for you, because it means something different for everyone. When you join the Wealthy Woman's Academy, there are three aspects of it that I really want to make sure you understand. So the first aspect is you get private one-to-one coaching to make sure that you get off to a great start. It's all about you and your situation. And I help you to make peace with your past. I help you to confront your reality and get really clear on where you stand right now. And I also help you to create your future goals and aspirations. And then after that, you graduate on into the group program. And all that means is that you get access to weekly group coaching calls where you'll come on Zoom and get support with reaching those goals that we set together. Because the truth of the matter is, you will make mistakes. And the beauty of having a coach in your corner is that when you do make those mistakes, when you start to have doubts, when you start to have mindset drama about your money, when you start overspending, you get to come and get support with that so that you can have an understanding of why you're doing what you're doing, which is always because of some thoughts you're thinking. And then we can correct those thoughts and get you back on track. When you go at it alone and you make mistakes, guess what happens? A lot of times we just quit and we give up. But when you have a coach in your corner, you get to make mistakes in a safe place and just get right back on track and then keep moving forward, because mistakes are a part of it. Mistakes are just something that we do as human beings, but it doesn't mean that we need to quit and give up. Now, the third part of the Wealthy Woman's Academy is the fact that you'll get an online portal where you'll have 24/7 access to the Wealthy Woman's Academy course, which is a video library available to you that's all about your money, your mindset, spending, managing your money, making more money. I mean, there's so many videos in there that you have access to. And one of the first ones is all about knowing what you want, because many of us have stopped really thinking about what we want. And in order to create the wealthy future you desire, you have to get clear on what you want and to start dreaming again and to open yourself back up to possibility and to visualize the future that you want. And I know for some of you that might be a little hard to do. You're like, I don't know what I want. I don't know. I don't have any big goals. I don't have any big dreams. And if that's hard for you, here's a tip. Grab a piece of paper and write down what you don't want. And we're only going to think about what we don't want for a few minutes. So you may think about your past and be like, okay, I don't want a lot of debt. I don't want to be stressed about money all the time. I don't want to overspend. You can just write a list of all the things you do not want financially. And we're only going to think about this for a little while. Because, again, what you focus on expands. So we don't want to focus on what we don't want. What we want to do is just get an idea of what we don't want. Because if we flip those things around, then you know what you do want. So as soon as you have that list of things you don't want financially, I want you to flip it on its head. And now you have what you want. And once you have those things, I want you to think about them, journal about them, dream about them. But here's what I don't want you to do. I don't want you to just stop at dreaming and thinking about these things. The next step is to get into action, because that is how you create your new reality. You create it by doing. You do not create new realities by daydreaming and thinking about what you want and never taking action, right? You have to start taking action, one step at a time. And for you, it could be joining the Wealthy Woman's Academy. That could be your next step. And once you make that step, all the other steps will be revealed to you as you start working towards your goals. Okay. The Wealthy Woman's Academy is a perfect place to learn how to create the wealthy future you so desire. And so if you have that nudge, if you've been thinking about joining, you can go to the show notes. You can go to www.germainefoley.com/WWA and learn more about it. I would love to help you. I would love to have you in there. And I would love to help you to start making peace with your past, facing your current reality, and creating the wealthy future you deserve. I hope this was helpful. I will see you next time. Bye-bye. Hey, before you go, if you're ready to create a life with more money and more freedom, then you're invited to join the Wealthy Woman's Academy, my signature coaching program where you'll learn how to take control of your money and build wealth without sacrificing your lifestyle. To get started, head on over to germainefoley.com/WWA. That's Germaine with a G. See you over there. Bye-bye.